in the studio. Get ready for another edition of Wet Nose Wednesday. Here's James Madden.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Natalie, Sassy, and Mia. We've got the dog warden in here. Mia, good morning. Pull that microphone a little closer to you. There
good
you
morning.
Go. Good morning. How is
good
everybody?
Good morning. Good. We're good. Look at us right on time.
Yeah, beautiful.
I know. That?
Nice.
It's
nice.
Gloomy day.
Right. You think it's gloomy?
It's a little bit gloomy.
Really?
Yeah, look. You can't see, but there's
it feels comfortable
cloud.
To me. So.
It's a little overcast, but that's okay. We are here to brighten your day because we brought a little friend. Who
Sassy.
Did we bring? Yes.
Sassy, how you doing?
How did we get Sassy, Mia?
Sassy was a stray dog. She came in, and she came in with another dog named Brooke. We have her as well at the shelter, and she's also available. But Sassy was Sassy when she first came in. Very sassy.
Hence the name.
But now she cannot get enough love.
Yeah.
She wants the spotlight to be on her.
Tail is just a wagging away.
Yes, she's super friendly. And she's just recently been made available for adoption. She actually might not be on our website yet, but she is available for adoption. She was under the medical care because she did have a cleft lip, so the vet was repairing that. And now she is ready for her adoption debut. And like Mia said, when she came, she was super sassy. So they were like, well, we can't name her Rex, so let's name her Sassy. But she's just approximately like 3.5 years old. Now, that is just an estimate because she is a stray. So.
She's kind of a low rider kind of dog.
She is.
And she takes as her personality.
Yeah.
She does. When you were walking her up, what was she doing?
She
just today.
She literally dropped in front of me and started rolling around. I almost fell over.
She did. I wish I was recording because, Sassy's just walking along. So Sassy is black and white.
Yeah.
She has like larger black spots and then like smaller black spots too.
Mm-hmm.
So her overall color is mostly white, but she also has black, but she is short to the ground. So we have her like as a basset, probably pit mix. Like,
sure. Yeah. You can't really.
Oh, she does like to be a
lap dog.
She is. Yes. So Mia is getting Sassy out of her truck. So she carries her down. She puts her down, sees if she has to use the restroom. And then we start heading to the door. And Sassy's just like running like, eh. And then she literally stops and like rolls. And Mia's like, oh. Ah. But Sassy was just having the time of her life.
Awesome. Well, let's get Sassy adopted.
Yes. And
how can we do that?
If you are interested in adopting Sassy or Brooke or any other of the pets that are available at the shelter, you can visit us at 4550 Fosteray Avenue here in Findlay. We are open Tuesday through Friday from 12 to 5, Saturday from 12 to 3. You can also view our adoptable pets online at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. And just kind of take a look at them. And you can also submit an application online, too. Mm-hmm.
Very good. And we were just discussing, as you came in a timely manner.
Yes.
Manners, about all the things that you have going on.
Yes, we have, and October is going to be busy. So October 4th, we have our tattoo event, Tails and Tats. And that is $60. It's $60 cash for a flash tattoo. They have all the sheets that you can choose from. And then Embassy Inc. donates all that money back to the shelter. So it's a very good fundraiser. We can't thank them enough for that.
Awesome.
But if you're not interested in getting a tattoo, we do have an event coming up for the pets, for if you have dogs. It is Tricks, Treats, and Tales, and that's October 18th.
Downtown Findlay.
Yeah. You start off at the Findlay Brewing Company. That's kind of where check-in is. And then you can go downtown to the different businesses, and your dog can go trick-or-treating. It's very fun.
Yeah, it is really fun.
Yes.
So check it all out, HancockHumaneSociety.com.
Yes. And you know what? Yeah. If you can't adopt or not in the place to adopt, we are always accepting volunteers, and we are also currently hiring kennel staff. So.
Okay. Very good. Yes. Great way to get involved. Very good. Thank you. It's all thanks to Legacy Country Corner, Natalie, Mia, the dog warden, Hancock County. Thanks for coming in and bringing Sassy in. So
yes.
Appreciate that.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.